Young Adults, A Mighty Force for Good by Mindy Salu, Church Magazines. We can all be a force for good in the world, however big or small our sphere of influence. It was a mid-April snowstorm that started it all. Not necessarily an unusual occurrence for Utah, but still, I thought the snow-drenched tulips on Temple Square needed to be documented. So I created an Instagram account, one that featured not photos of my cats, as adorable as they are, but rather photos of the temple. Thus began a year of daily posting, and a few more years of not-so-daily posting. Taking photos of the temple and posting them with temple-related quotes from church leaders became a fun way to develop talents and deepen my appreciation for the temple. But the more people I reached, the more I recognized my opportunity to be an influence for good. I'm no social media influencer, but I like to think that my efforts make a difference for someone somewhere. Despite our busy, fast-paced lives, we can all use our talents to bless others and be a force for good. After all, we believe in doing good. Articles of Faith 13. I track down some other young adults who are striving to be a force for good. Here's how they are making a difference. Pray for charity. Kaveria eyatata. In Finnish, it means, no one gets left behind, an expression with roots in wartime, but something that Finns still take to heart today. For Role Rantaniemi, 23, of Uusimaa, Finland, it inspires him to do good. I have a rule for myself. If I ever see someone alone, I always go to them, no matter the situation. No one should ever be alone. When I was young, I was really alone in school and at church. I didn't have any friends, and I know how bad it feels to be lonely. That's something I've taken from the Finnish mentality, that no one gets left behind. One of his driving forces is knowing that relationships can continue beyond this life. That's why I think the most important thing for us to focus on is to improve ourselves. Be a good example. Be a good person. Become diligent in all of those Christ-like attributes. The other thing is to build relationships, to become friends with people, have charity and love, and serve other people. Role believes that developing Christ-like charity is our biggest tool in doing good. It says in Moroni chapter 7, verse 48, that we should pray for charity. And I've seen as I do that every day, and I ask Heavenly Father to give me situations where I can serve, I'm more aware of them. If we really open our eyes, there are opportunities to serve that we never thought of. Even small things matter, says Role. If you just look for those small things and do them, you can still make a big difference. Inspire others to aim high. Daniel Godoy, 23, radiates light and goodness, and his choices have a lot to do with that. He's an influence for good just by his example. As an only child from a small town outside of Santiago, Chile, he grew up seeing his parents' dedication to service and to the gospel. Daniel was the first in his home stake to serve a mission at 18 after the mission age was lowered, inspiring many young men to prepare to serve earlier too. After his mission in Colombia, he was also the first in his hometown to leave the country to pursue higher education. His drive inspired others to get an education. In some way, I inspired them to aim high, he says. It was awesome to know that little step that I did helped to inspire other people. Getting an education in the United States is also the key for Daniel's plans to help others and do good in the future. My long-term goal is to go back to Chile and help people there, serve them. I came here because I know that I can have opportunities that will lead me to help people in Chile as well. Still, Daniel admits, I'm not perfect. But I'm trying to do my best, and I feel like that will be inspiring for others and give them the motivation to keep going as well. Share God's love. After earning a degree in social work, Caitlin Ray, 27, from California, USA, couldn't settle on a career path but felt drawn to humanitarian aid. She has seen God's hand guiding her every step of the way, leading her to now be the program director for a nonprofit organization dedicated to fighting global poverty. Caitlin has worked with refugees in Greece and victims of abuse in Nepal, who, she explains, are going through the worst moments of their life just being there with them, there's not a lot I can do. I can't change the governments or the policies, but the one thing I can do is to love them. And no matter who she's with, she sees how important it is for others to feel God's love. If I can be a vehicle for that, I'll feel like I've done a pretty good job, that God's happy with me. Her experiences help her see other people's problems with a broader perspective. As young adults, it's easy to get caught up in our own issues, she says. We're so focused on, what's my career? And what am I doing for school? And how am I going to find my eternal companion? Those are all good things, but if we could somehow look outside of ourselves, I think we'll find what we really are searching for. If we just remain close to the Spirit, God is going to guide and direct us, and then we'll be able to do all the good we want to do, Caitlin says. I think everyone wants to do good, even if that's just in your community or within your family. Every little thing, whether it's uplifting a friend or being there for a family member, just having those small moments of knowing you did what God wanted you to do in that moment will make a powerful impact on your life and others. Your influence. You don't need to go out and start building orphanages to do good in the world. You don't need to start an Instagram account of temple photos or become a director of a nonprofit. But you can think of some way to use your unique talents to be an influence for good. I really believe that these words from President Thomas S. Monson, addressed to women of the church, also apply perfectly to young adults. You are a mighty force for good, one of the most powerful in the entire world. Your influence ranges far beyond yourself and your home and touches others all around the globe. Three goals to guide you. Ensign, November 2007, page 120. So keep doing good, all the good you can. Your influence will spread farther than you know, and together we will be that mighty force for good. Read about three more inspiring young adults who are a force for good in the full version of this article in the Gospel Library app or at ensign.lds.org. End of the article, A Mighty Force for Good. Read by Kara McClellan.